and play music.
Yep.
Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you panic. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, Papa, so please, so let's keep personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might.
All right, here we go.
All righty.
Quiet on set.
Yep.
Tune in and listen. Queens on a mission, gripping the mic on Sunday nights, presenting you with 2020 visions. So join us this day and every Sunday night for the Mirror of the Songstress on Blog Talk Radio, a for sure way to start your week off right. 2020 visions on Strip the Mic.
No regrets, no regrets.
It says the same song
strength. No regrets.
You're tapped into the fighting line. 2020 vision.
Today, baby, it's the kickoff in Vegas, baby.
I'll just imagine the music that Green Bay. I'll just grab the video. Stay focused. Like right now, I have Mike. Hey, 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 you guys. Hey, we made it back in here another Sunday. Yes, yes, and yes. This is the Vegas edition. We are on tour officially. 2020 Vision is officially on tour. I need y'all right now to turn up for your girl. Amira the Songstress has kicked off her tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. 2020 Vision, baby. Yes. So, you guys, you know, we have came together and we're going to make this thing work. Wow. So, Tony, tell me, because, you know, we're doing this thing. I'm broadcasting from Las Vegas. I have you in Burbank and, you know, you still got my back. Everywhere I go, you got my back, Tony. Everywhere I go.
I got to. And I'll scratch it.
It. Thank you. Yes, there we go. I was going to, because that's what I was looking for. You know what I'm looking for, Tony. I got to see myself.
Right.
So how does everything look over there? I mean,
in
Hollywood. Okay. Do we still look Hollywood?
We look Hollywood.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. On the screen, do we have Mike on the screen or do we have me on the screen? What are we seeing?
We have you only.
Okay.
At the moment.
Wonderful. All right. This is the view that I like to see. All right. And first thing I like to do before I get started, I want to give my shout out. And, you know, bear with me, guys. Today I have a lot of people that I need to shout out. I want to shout out today. I want to shout out the team. Yes. What would I do without the team? So first and foremost, I want to say all praises to God. That's the number one team member. as well as Burundi Partlow, helping with this, my whole venture. I'm always coming up with things and, you know, galvanizing the people. And Burundi's like, okay, I'll jump on board. I'll take it. Let's go. What do you got of me, Ra? Come on with it. I got you. So shout out to Burundi Partlow for helping me organize this thing and put this together. Shout them out. Universal Records, Grammy team. Yes, yes, and yes. Hand clap for them, Tony. All right. Okay. Also want to shout out, I call her a jack of all trades, you know, master of some. I ain't going to say master of none, just master of some. A creative director, videographer, photographer, makeup artist, hair, you know, cosmetologist specialist. I mean, she's been doing it all, and she's came on this trip with me. She had to get flued out, y'all, to come on this trip with me. And she's just responsible for a lot of the videos, footage you guys are going to see today, a lot of the things that we're doing. You know, we're doing some things over here on 2020 Vision. We're not only on tour, baby, but we're doing some things. We're stepping up our game. I want to give a shout out to Monique. We call her Mo-licious, baby. Shout out to Mo, baby. Give her a hand clap, Tony. As well as, now, I have a new friend, a new buddy, a new engineer, a new all things media. That's what I'm going to say. He's all things media. I want to shout out Steven. He let us use his studio today over here in Vegas. He has got, I mean, look, he got the aesthetic going. I like to think he put up this wall just for me. This wall just came about, right? So I feel like he put this wall up just for me. Shout out to Steven. Thank you so much for letting us use your studio. Steven, what do you call your studio? I want to shout your studio out too. Action Shot Studios. Y'all, when you guys are in Vegas, come through. Come through. He will bless you and come bless his space. It is beautiful in here. I love it. You know, we got some footage of his studio as well, so we'll be seeing that a little later on. But, yes, shout out to Steven for saving my life today. as well as I want to shout out Reggie Rogers. He hooked a sister up as well. He's the one that introduced me to Steven to make sure that I was all right when I came in town. And just shout out to Vegas for hosting your girls' stay. We had a great time. I also have a special co-host that I'm bringing on. Y'all know him. Y'all have seen him before. He is the great Michael Wave. Michael Lane Productions is in the house. Michael, can you just say hello to the people?
Sing me a note.
No regrets. Ooh, I'm so tapped in, baby.
I wanted to turn around like The Voice after you sang something. After it was good.
You're already turned up. Oh, what are we doing?
No, we bringing it. You in Vegas. I'm up near Chicago. You know, it's time to get it.
Yes,
you know,
we're getting it.
Vegas? Yes, yes, yes. How's Vegas? How's the weather?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. The weather has been beautiful to us. It hasn't been too hot.
Yeah, I was just there. You remember, I was there a couple of weeks ago when you were getting set up for this thing. And,
yes.
It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. It's my second home or third. I don't know. You know, it just depends on the weather. That's right. You were there at Grammy stuff and then getting set up for this.
Yep.
So how are you, Amira, the songstress?
All is well. All is well. We're going to get into some things, and we're going to let them know what you do in Vegas. But before we get into that, y'all know how I like to do. First, we got to get into these TikTok videos. Shout out to you, TikTok. Shout out to all the people that have been sending me videos. I told you guys I peruse TikTok looking for the best content to show on my show. I'm trying to blow you up. Look, I'm trying to help out with the cause. So I love the fact that you guys are constantly sending me footage, sending me videos to show on my TikTok. I don't take it for granted, or from TikTok. I don't take it for granted. Just want to shout you guys out. Daryl Vales, he's always sending me things. My niece, Nefertiti, she's always sending me things. My other niece, Deja, is always sending me things. My homegirl, Sean Milhouse from Cincinnati, baby, she's always sending me things. Thank you guys for staying in here with me. Tony, without further ado, let's get to that first TikTok video.
Gifted people are always strange. Oh, they're always eccentric. They never fit in with other people. There's always something something about them that stands out, the way they move, the way they dress, the way they think, the way they act. If you're a gifted person, you have to give up on fitting in with crowds and cliques and clubs and have the boldness and the tenacity to dare to be different. People don't follow ordinary. They only follow extraordinary. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Some of you are extraordinary and you don't even know it. That's why you never fit in with your family and you never fit in with your friends and you never fit in with your community. And no matter what you do to fit in, people still don't like you. You change your hair, they don't like you. You change your car, they don't like you. You move to another neighborhood, they don't like you. But God has set you aside so that he might use you outside of the box in a fresh way. And the Lord is looking for you. Somebody say amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Hand clap, Tony. You know, us creators, you know, I like that one, Mike. I like that one because, you know, we creators, we're very eccentric. You know?
Yeah, I would concur. I just didn't see it.
Did you hear it?
It cut off before I could finish all of it, but it's all good.
Did you hear it?
A piece of it.
Yeah. You know, T.D. Jakes knows what to say. He knows what to do.
Yeah, he do.
It's his Sunday morning. You know, we listen to T.D. Jakes on Sunday morning, even if we can't get to church. So, but what he was speaking on very specifically was creators, creatives, and how eccentric and outside the box we are. You know, we're always like, we're all up in the sky all the time, you know. So,
Always thinking of the next move.
Music makes the world go around. I love music. All right. Who do we have to thank for that video, Tony?
Boss Cutie Boutique 111.
Shout out to you, Boss Cutie. Shout out to you. Keep, man, keep doing it. We love it. We definitely love it over here. What do we have next, Tony?
If you came across my page, you need to hear this today. They're going to laugh and doubt you before they clap for you. Let me say it again. They're going to laugh and doubt you before they clap for you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to tell you why you can't do it. They're going to have every reason under the sun why it can't be you. But don't let that stop you. They're going to laugh and doubt you before they clap for you. They're going to have so much self-doubt that it's going to try to spill into your spirit, but you won't allow it. See, the thing is, they can't do it. So if they can't do it, they believe you can't do it. But I'm here to tell you, I'm clapping for you. I see what's about to happen. I know what God is taking you. Don't allow those people that can't do what you do because they don't believe tell you that you can't do something. They're going to laugh and doubt you before they clap for you. But when they start clapping, when the heavens open up and the blessings start pouring in, just hug them, embrace them, and tell them thank you. Your doubt got me to where I am right now. And that's what you needed to hear today.
Yes. That's definitely what I needed to hear today. I love
it. Yes.
What you got to say about that, Mike? I know you got it.
I got a lot to say about that.
I'm listening.
Well, you know, it's just, everything except the word haters. When he's saying they, I know who he's talking about.
Yes.
I've lived around those people in our home, in the city we met in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And, you know, when I got my, when I was in the business, when I first got to Cincinnati, it's like, yeah, he's cool, but he's an all right dude, musician, vocalist, but he ain't gonna do nothing. Then I messed around and got a deal, and it's like, oh, he got a deal, but the record ain't gonna come out.
Right.
Then the record came out, and it's like, oh, it's out, but he ain't gonna get a hit record. Then I had a hit, and it's like, yeah, he ain't gonna get another one. Then I had another one. It's like, okay, when do y'all stop? At some point, they got to join in, you know. That's so, you know, pray for me or pray against me, but it does you no good.
That's right.
I'm at with all of that.
That's right.
Just work with me. You didn't even work with me. Work with me or get out of it. So that's how I feel about all that, you know.
Yeah. Work with me or
haters.
Get out of my way.
That's
you
it.
Know? Move with me or move out the way.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, I may thank them, but I don't know about the hugging thing. That I might thank you.
Thank you much. Let's step back. And we are.
I love you. Love you from over there.
We are in a pandemic.
Right. It is 6 feet.
Yeah, 6 feet. Why you all up on me? Why you all up on me? It's just funny. It's cool. And, it, you know, you run back into all of them. So it's good to be good to people when you're on your way. See them again.
Yeah.
You know, be good to them always. That's how we've been. That's how you were brought up that way. So you're not even going to try no bull crap around there. I already know.
Nope.
You know, you've seen it. Yeah.
You got to love and let love, you know.
That's it.
Love and let love. And in addition to that, I feel like, you know, people say there's, you know, there's other things that people say is the root to all evil, but jealousy that breeds hate, I believe, is the root to all evil.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you got to know when you're jealous and when somebody's jealous and when they're hurt by something, but they didn't realize that they were really just jealous, you know, or you know, it's so many ways that goes. Jealousy, because jealousy is real. It's a real thing. You see it in animals. It's not something that we learn. It's just something that's in us.
Come on.
You'll see a cat that's pissed because you picked up another cat. That cat is jealous.
That's
not
right.
Hurt.
That's,
you know,
right.
So, and I'm not jealous. Well, it's in you.
It's in you.
You know, so that's it.
Yeah. I think it's what you do with it. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go. There you go.
For me, when I find myself being envious or, you know, feeling like, man, that person has obtained or has that, and I want that, or I wish I could have that, I lean into that feeling more of the desire of wanting to have that and then starting to be inspired with the person that actually has it. And so what I typically do, and especially when I get that feeling, I start to compliment and celebrate what it is that I like about it and desire, you know, and I elevate my desire about it. And then I'll go as far as to ask them, how you do that? How'd you get that? Where you get that at? You know what I'm saying? Can you teach me how to do that? You know what I mean?
Oh,
but I'm not going to hurt you or hate on you because you have something that I want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that makes no sense.
Right.
Obviously, you have the information as to how to obtain it. So I'm going to scoot up next to you. You know?
There you go. And turn it into something. I watched Candy Burris from Atlanta Housewives. One of the other women had said something about her on one of the shows a while back. Said that she had a dungeon. She was doing stuff down in a dungeon.
I remember that.
Candy took that and turned it into money. She's like, oh, does that work? Does that work when you say that? Oh, so that does work, right? Okay. So if people were paying attention when you said it, she's like, okay, now I got a show called The Dungeon.
Yes.
And we got Candy Coated Nights going on down there.
Yes.
So sometimes you take that haterism and flip it. It's like, oh, if y'all paying attention, let's make it work.
Let's turn it into something.
there you go.
Make some money from it.
Thank you, hater.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So, Tony, who do we have to thank for that video?
I don't know if it's pronounced this way, but phonetically it's Mr. Ibram, B-R-I-M.
Mr. Ibram. Yeah. Ibram, maybe. Shout out to you, Ibram. Thank you so much. We love it. We love your content. Keep putting it out there, and we're going to keep showing it.
Yes.
Who we got? What do you have next, Tony?
Life can throw us some nasty bullshit, sweetheart, but I need you all to know something. You're not the victim, sweetheart. You're not being punished. You've been chosen, and you're going through a lesson, sweetheart, to teach you compassion, to teach you empathy, you know? You're going to become the superhero of whatever you're facing, sweetheart, and there's going to be so many cunts out there that are going to fucking need your guidance, sweetheart, so you've got to stay strong. Today is the day that you step out of the victim role, sweetheart. Surrender to the pain that's going to mold you into the best version of your fucking self. Finally see why you're put on this planet, sweetheart, to make the world a better place. And you've already fucking done it, sweetheart. You've made my world a better place. You do it every fucking day. Your mum loves you with all her fucking heart and soul. You're amazing. Love, mum.
I like her. Tony.
Mom.
Tony, do you like her? Did it remind you of your mom in any kind of way, Tony?
No, it reminded me of an aunt. My mom never talked like that, but my aunt sure did.
Did she?
Remind me of a lady I was on a date with a couple of weeks ago.
Nuh-uh.
What?
But her message was awesome. I loved her message.
No, she was cool. She's cool.
Who we got next? Oh, well, who can we thank for that video?
It's Trudy underscore show underscore never underscore dies.
Shout out to you, Trudy. Never dies, baby.
Here's
all
my
right.
Question.
What's that?
How are you in Vegas and don't have a drink?
You know, I do got something else. I got something else that's going to work just fine for me.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to tease Tony. Well, I got it too. I'm going to tease Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to mess with Tony all the way through it. You know, don't worry. It's coming.
Okay.
Steven, you got some drinks over here? Like, you ain't coming up and leaving the studio and got my drinks. Well, you know.
What do we
got? Well, yeah, we got water.
I saw that. That's what made me ask.
Who we got next on the TikTok, Tony?
Look, I came to the realization that the reason people are so miserable in their life is because they let go of that inner kid that's inside. I'm so sweaty right now because I've been in an imaginary dance battle for the past 30 minutes, and I've been killing.
Yeah,
I like him.
You like him?
Yes.
You got to be a kid. You got to
break. You know?
I let that 5-year-old in me live as much as I possibly can. I'm telling you, I let her live. I let her out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She the one that got me on this crazy tour.
Right.
She the one that was like, I know what we can do. Take 2020 vision on tour.
There you
go.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah. Should I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be loads of fun. We'll bring all of our friends. We're going to sing. We're going to dance.
Yeah.
Better live.
He said he was in an imaginary dance battle.
Yep.
I ain't mad at him.
Have you ever had one?
I have them daily.
Really?
I accept Grammys daily.
Come on.
Oscars.
That's right.
The song. And it's crazy because, you know, as a writer, and people know us as writers, entertainers, there's a feeling that we get when something happens musically. For me in the studio, it happens. And
Come
when
on.
It happens, you're going to feel it that when I hit that chord, they go, yeah, that's it. And it's never, that feeling's never going to come back again about that chord, that piece
mm-hmm.
you just hit, or
mm-hmm.
that run you just sung. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's fire. Every time that come by, you ain't going to go, that's fire. You're going to try to keep. You're going to try to keep getting it and getting it better. It's like, dope, I want to keep getting that feeling, and I keep getting it, and I keep getting it. But sometimes when we're making the music, it's harder to get to that feeling when you're trying to get to it. All
okay.
we can do is get to it, and it's going to happen naturally every
that's
time.
Right.
And that guy there, he's on fire. That's me every day.
I got a question.
Trying to get it. For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you bust a move?
Me?
Hey, you said it. You said you'd be in dance battles all day, every day, by yourself. So I just want to know.
And I always win. And I always win.
Can you turn up for 2020 Vision one time? That's what
yes,
I want.
One
time.
And I'll do it. Let me get one more of these. Let me get one more of these. Maker's mark. And then I'm going to make my mark on 2020 Vision.
Oh, 2020 Vision, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and speaking of that, I do want to get into your story. There was a very specific reason that I asked you to come on. I know you're like, well, I'm in Illinois, you know, and she's asking me to come on about Vegas. But this is, as you said, your second home.
Yeah, yeah.
And you turned up while you were out here, and you still come out here, and you continue to turn up. And, you know, obviously I know you as the great Microwave, the first producer I ever had and the first one that discovered me and, you know, was instrumental in me getting my first deal. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I know you score movies, you are on all kinds of productions, film, video, hip-hop artists, funk, just a renaissance man when it comes to music. And you also produce tribute shows, more specifically Prince type tribute shows. And I know you've done a lot of things for Vegas in regards to bringing your productions here. And you know, at least one of your shows has been running here. What is that? Is that 20 years? How long has that been?
Well, that show, Purple Rain, has been 20. I've been involved with it off and on for 21 years.
Yes.
Since 2004.
Okay.
I think it's been running for 21 years, which is Purple Rain. As far as producing the show, with that show in particular, when I got there, that one was running. I came in and flipped a lot of stuff. So I was the director of that show, music director.
Yeah.
And
you're
the
flip mode.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
that show is running now at Tropicana. It's been running there probably 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I was out there shortly before pandemic, and I was running the show then because there's three legs to that show.
Uh-huh.
There's Purple Rain, and then there's the main cast, which is the cast that's always at Tropicana 5-6 nights a week.
Yes.
Then there's the B team, which is they'll come in when that show has to take off a day,
mm-hmm.
maybe one day, and they can't let the room go dark. So there's a whole nother Prince guy and a whole nother band and a whole nother set of dancers. Mm-hmm. And
right.
then the C team, which is my team, most of us are out of town, but when that show has to go on tour, then we'll come in and we'll do weeks or months or whatever needs to be done while that show is running. So there's three actual shows of that particular Purple Rain that started at the Boardwalk Casino when mm-hmm. I started with them. I think they started at a place called Tom and Jerry's in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But we played all over Vegas for 8 years. I ran with them daily. We did 6 nights. We did House of Blues. We did Mandalay Bay, Santa Fe Station. All the casino strips, we did them. What was that one? I can't remember the name of all of them. South Point, Sunset Station. You
yes.
name it, we played Vegas MGM with that show, with the Prince tribute. And they're touring a lot. They're going to get back into a lot of touring right now. That's one of the shows as far as Prince tribute. We've
mm-hmm.
taken it all the way from the Boardwalk Casino
yes.
to the David Letterman show. We were the first tribute act to ever play on the David Letterman show. And it all worked out for us. Things picked up after that. And then the big bubble hit.
Yeah.
2008 happened and everything shut down. It was almost like the pandemic again. It's like, oh, wow. So, yeah, and that's the Prince thing. I have several Prince tribute style shows running right now.
Well, that's okay.
That's
you don't have to do it all. We got something. We got something. We
okay.
want to show the
all
people.
Right. Okay.
We want to show the people what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Tony, can you do me a favor? And you got that ready, Microwaves?
Yep. The one you
okay.
said. I got it.
All right. Without further ado, let's show y'all what Michael Lane does.
I want to know.
Not that one, honey.
Not that one?
Nope. Not that one. Okay. So the one on at that says Mike Vegas Show. There we go.
We're very excited to begin Tribute Vans Week here on The Late Show with our next guest. Their DVD, I got a copy right here, is entitled The Prince Tribute Show. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Purple Rain.
Dear beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called life.
And if you ever get a chance to bring you down, go crazy, put your hands up.
All right. Yes, yes, and yes. Now, that's how you do Vegas, honey.
There's a couple of them. There's one that I didn't even realize that I should have given you, but I also did a Four Tops tribute show.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that in Germany for a while.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
We did that in Germany. Then we did a cruise ship. And the Supreme tribute, that was my daughter. I put that together for her. It's funny. She wasn't even 21 yet.
Wow.
I think she was 18 and doing shows in Vegas. And
yes.
I saw a picture of her, and I saw a picture of Diana Ross, and I called her. I said, you need to move out here and do Diana Ross. She's like, okay. And by the time she got there, she was 20. And once she turned 21, I couldn't control her anymore. So 21 in Vegas, there went my whole production. they were good, though. Now they want to do it again, so we might throw them back together.
Yeah, you should. She looks beautiful. Shout out to Kale. Like, shout out to her.
Yeah,
she looks beautiful.
She'll get it done. She got her own kids now, so she can handle what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
She has respect for it now.
Exactly. And most definitely she wants to do it again. And let me just let her her newest little girl get to be about 2-3 years old.
Okay.
And then we'll run it again. I definitely want to run it because they were really good. And it's funny, the second girl from Detroit, the other girl singer, she just had a child too, so hers, I think her baby might not even be one. So once their kids get a little, she was a little older, we'll run it again, because they were so good at it. They were really good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy both tribute, you know, bands in regards to both Prince renditions of it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see, you know, the you know, where you started and then where you're at now. And so the last group that we played was actually Corvette, and that's
Red Corvette. Uh-huh.
That's your current group. That's your current tribute touring group. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what that is if you look at the band, the musicians, it's the same musicians that were on Letterman. We just changed the front person.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Like I saw Chris Lane. Yeah.
Yeah. You saw Chris Lukes. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So that's us. So we're actually the C team for the Vegas show, but there's no.
No, I saw Chris Lane. I saw your brother.
Yeah, and Chris Lukes.
And Chris Lukes. Okay, I thought you was correcting me. I'm like, I know who I said.
No. Chris and Chris. There's Chris and Chris.
Chris Lukes on drums.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Lukes. He played for me in 2021 when I was here in March. Shout out to Chris Lukes. And he helped me get back here in January. Shout you out. Shout him out.
Chris is a trooper.
That's right.
He loves you. He loves you to death.
Yeah, I love him too.
So I just keep bringing all these family members together. You know how I'm going to do it.
I know how you do it.
You know. So, yeah. So that group, that was the group that we used when the Purple Rain Tropicana went on tour with the Prince guy. He wasn't really a Prince guy. And me and Jason, who is the ultimate Prince guy.
Yes.
As far as when it comes to Prince, if somebody's better than Jason, his name is Prince. His name is Prince.
Okay.
So and that's what everybody understands in the industry. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
So we looked high and low for a Prince guy to replace him when they went on tour, and we found this guy, and he probably wasn't familiar with four Prince songs, the guy that's with Red Corvette, the lead vocal Prince, as Prince.
Okay, okay.
For Purple Rain, he's young. I don't think he was 23, 24 years old. We got him maybe 3-4 years ago. He's from Austin, and we were like, what are we going to do, man? I was like, can he sing? Like, we watched him. He's like, yeah, we can sing. He can play a little guitar. Like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to train him to be Prince. Because number one about him, he's a trained dancer. He's a trained actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
So you can act like Prince and dance like Prince and sing. He played acoustic guitar, so he didn't play a lot of guitar. But it worked out. It worked. He's the one that's doing the show in Las Vegas right now.
Okay.
He's probably been on 5-6 weeks now. Jason's a little under the weather. So we sent him in to, well, not intended in. Jason called him to do it. So Neil, so when he finishes, we start our tour dates in July with him, with the band that you saw was called Red Corvette. So
okay. They're
all spinoffs of what we were doing in Vegas. Then I have a Prince tribute band called Prince Night.
Yes.
I am the lead vocal of that, but I don't do impersonator. We just get out, sing, and wear it out. You know, we kill the music. So, and there's a couple of people in there with me with that. There's 7 of us, and you know, we just keep Prince alive. You know, it's not like we can't do anything else.
Yeah.
We just do it so good. And one thing about impersonators that we don't like is the ones that just do the silly Prince.
We don't
do that. We give you the essence of what Prince does.
No, you pick some bad boys. Like, they some badasses. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
most definitely.
You know, you definitely even want to kind of see them do some original music just to see, you know, their flavor on that.
Yeah.
I noticed you got on purple. Is that a purple? You got on your purple?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'll talk about Prince.
That's right.
We're going to put it on. We're in a laboratory. We're in a lab. You know, so yeah, that's it. And the funny thing about that, not funny, but the serious thing about it is I've been following Prince since his first album, and not so much following him like I'm looking at what he's doing. I've been side by side with him running through this music industry since his first album was around the time I started recording and I got my deal. And we're the same age, you know. He just had a better chance than I did. You know, I was in a different place.
Don't say that. You made a stain in this
well,
world.
And you know,
universe.
You know what?
And he had your group. When I went to Paisley Park, I have you though.
Yes.
Prince had the group that you're in on his wall.
Yes, he did.
On his wall
of
favorites of Hall of Fame.
The deal.
Yeah, the deal.
Yes.
So come on, it's reciprocal around.
Oh no, and it was great.
Talent recognized talent.
That.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I say that because my destination was a different place than his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he was going, I wasn't supposed to go there.
Yes.
Where I went is where I was supposed to go. You know, and this is how it all worked out. He went where he was going. Me, him, and Michael Jackson were all that age coming, and we were all going. I mean, I mean,
the comments, they all had to shoot out in different directions, you know? There
exactly.
One to the left, to the right, to the middle, you know what I mean?
That doesn't
guys all
away.
Made that impact, that explosion.
It doesn't
you know
take
mean?
Away any of my talent because I did not the stratosphere that they went to because I hate to say it, but I'm still here.
Yeah, well, you know, don't hate to say it.
Yeah.
You're here for a purpose, for sure.
There you go. I'm here because I needed to do 2020 vision tonight.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Vegas somewhere. I want to talk about some of the traditions and the hot spots and all the things in Vegas. I really want to celebrate the city. Someone told me some very interesting information.
Uh-huh.
Someone said, like, the Vegas Strip, that area is its own little city called Paradise.
That would be me that told you that.
Okay, so tell me again.
You know, and I after I said it, I was like, I need to check on that.
Okay.
About where that is, and I did, and I didn't really understand the logistics on the map.
Yeah.
But from what I've always understood, the Las Vegas Strip. Anybody can go Google this. Good. And I lived in Vegas for a long time. That 7-mile strip is not in Las Vegas. It's called Paradise, Nevada.
Paradise, Nevada. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So that's one thing.
It is paradise.
And, yeah. And right. And if you go if you put If you go Google Google me to Paradise, Nevada, it's going to take you to the Strip. So I don't know how that works. So there's a lot of things about Vegas that are hidden that you might not want to know about. I know about a lot of things out there because I was kind of weird when I was out there. I was being crazy. I was being a man in Las Vegas.
I want to know how easy or complicated or the process of basically you came out here balling. You just set up shows. You came out here. You were able to either be a MD, a music director. We've got to talk in layman's terms. A music director for one of the biggest shows that's still running right now. As well as creating and building your own shows with your family, and you came out here and you just started doing it, you know? So I want to know the process of that, or how easy was it for you to come out here and start doing these things?
Okay. So this is what happened.
Okay.
And many conversations we've had, you probably never heard this one.
Okay.
So even if you had, everybody else is going to get it. So I was living in Japan. I was living in Japan for 11, 12 years. I was doing shows nightly in Japan. I was at the house being 6 nights a week. And I met this beautiful French woman named Sophie.
It's always one, Michael. Come on.
I know. She was beautiful. And I was young. I don't know. Maybe I was 30-something, but I lied. I told her I was 20, whatever. Something happened. And, you know, we ended up coming back to America. And she wasn't really digging the city in Illinois that I moved to. She's like, we got to find somewhere else to go. I said, try Vegas. So we tried Vegas.
Okay.
And now, the reason I said beautiful is because she got there and got a job at a strip club immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Immediately.
So, immediately, because she knew people. Dancer, she was a professional dancer at Crazy Horse in Japan. So she ended up going to the Crazy Horse in Las Vegas. And her being French, you know, their thing is topless beaches or whatever. She was like, hey, husband, they want to pay me about $1,500 a day to be topless. Things I do in France for free. I was like, pack it up. We're moving to Vegas. So I didn't know yet, but we went out and got married. We hadn't moved there yet. We just had friends out there that we knew from Japan. And so you're going to get this story in a minute. So while we were there, I saw a band at the Sahara, a funk band. Somebody had told me, you need to go see this funk band at the Sahara Casino. And I went and saw them. They were called Area 51 at Sahara.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, y'all are funky. And I talked to the guy and let him know, you know, I'm from the funk world. I'm from Bootsy Collins, Parliament Funkadelic. That's my world.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, man, I said, if you guys ever need a keyboard player, let me know. Said, I sure will. Took my number. We went back. We got married. We went back to Illinois. We were there about 2 weeks. And a guy called me. He's like, it was Dana. He's like, hey, man, I need a keyboard player. I was like, I'm on my way back. She got a job. I got a job. So we came back. And I played with them for maybe 6 months to a year. And from that point, I'm just studying Vegas. So I had another friend that I knew, Deanna, and she came out. She was a vocalist. So we started a duo, and we started playing all the small lounges all over Vegas. We played the Cannery. We played the MGM. We played every lounge we could play. I'm constantly building and meeting people. And one day, they said, man, you got to come see this show, Purple Rain. And from there, I went and saw the show. I quit the band at the Sahara. I told the people at the Boardwalk, at Purple Rain, at the Purple Rain show, I was like, look, if you ever need a keyboard player, call me. That's always my line. And he was like, I need a keyboard player now, because he's kind of done with the keyboard player that was there. And so I went to his house, and I'm auditioning. And one of the other guys called. He said, what's going on? He said, oh, man, I'm doing a audition / rehearsal with Miko. If you say rehearsal, that means you're hired. I didn't know yet. So he's like, yeah, you're hired. And he said, but I need you to do more than play keyboards. I need you to basically get this band together. So, you know, people started moving out of the band. I started replacing them with my guys and bringing in guys like Chris Lutz and Chris Lane and a different, you know. So then we just ended up just growing that show. And we were still at Boardwalk, which is this small casino, which what's sitting there now is the Ria.
Okay.
I guess I'm saying that right. But that's what's sitting there now. But Boardwalk was a very small casino. So we basically left there. We were still at the boardwalk when we played for David Letterman and how that happened. Somebody from his show came and saw us and was like, I want this on Letterman. I don't know.
Wow.
They had power, and I guess the powers that be said, well, you just can't come bringing no tribute band up because you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, okay, well, let's do this thing called Tribute Band Week.
Yes. Yes.
So they went and found five other tributes they didn't care nothing about, and they just wanted this one.
Yeah,
so,
and you can tell they were so excited. You can tell David Letterman, he was very excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just
he was cool.
and even a little pleasantly surprised, you can see at the end, he was like, he had that that moment of damn all in his spirit when he came up on the stage like this.
Yeah.
And the audience was going crazy. They were going bananas.
They were. What was the guy's name on that? Their music director, the keyboard player, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Because when they panned the camera over to him, he was, he had
he
that.
Was like, unbelievable. But when we were setting up, my keyboard, my whole system rolls around.
I saw that, too. I said, look at Mike over there rolling around those things.
I mean, I do that all the time, but I had some issues with the wire when we were setting up with the cord that was on it. And the guy, I can't think of his name, the keyboard player, the music director, he saw me doing it. He's like, why do you have to move it? I was like, because that's what I do. He's like, okay, but why do you have to move it? That's what I do. And when we got done, he was like, see why you have
I get
to
it
move
now.
It.
I get
and
it
he
now.
Was like, unbelievable. And David was like, you know, my story for the show, forget the show, Meryl Streep, right? I think she was on that show that night.
Okay.
She grabbed my butt.
Oh, my God. You know what? We are in Vegas. And, what goes on in Vegas,
That wasn't Vegas.
I know, but, you telling.
She did. You know, I'm going to tell you.
What I would like to do, co-host Mike, when you come back, we can tell that story when we come back. I wanted to show, we've been having such a wonderful time since we've been here in Vegas. I wanted to show everybody some of the highlights. Man, when I come to your city, we're going to turn up the same way. I am definitely going to a city near you. And,
you gotta come to my city too.
Oh yes, for sure. And we're gonna turn up. We're gonna paint the town. We're gonna, come out and get all the highlights and break and show them on the show and bring them on the show. We have a lot of exciting things coming up for you. But we are so excited about this Vegas kickoff. We had to film it. So, without further ado, we gonna show y'all how we turned up in Vegas since we've been here. Tony, do you have that that video ready to go?
I do.
All right.
Here we go. Such a wonderful time in Vegas. I really like the showgirls. I like both Michael Jackson's tributes. I like the specific tribute to him, but I also like the Cirque du Soleil one. I've seen both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Boys to Men. I went to see that show before. I like their show. It's authentic. It's beautiful. And I especially like the part at the end where they hand out roses to all the beautiful women.
Did you get one?
Of course I got one.
Oh, okay.
Of
I was making sure. You
of course.
All the beautiful women. Yeah,
all the beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and Wanye was messing with me. He came over at the end of the stage and he saw me standing there. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me like, okay, so she thinks she's cute, right? So he went to, like, give me the rose, and I went to grab for it. Then he pulled it back. I was like,
he did.
Playing with you.
He did that to me. He did that to me too.
What? I'm like, I was about to go with it till you said that.
I'm kidding. No, but some of my friends. So I've got three friends that play in this band, and with Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Well, two guitar player and a bass player. Mm-hmm. They both play with me at some point. Yep.
You know, and then I love what they do at Dreas also. I like the party atmosphere. I like the club atmosphere. And then the artists come in, mostly hip-hop artists. They come in.
Yeah.
You know, they do about three or four songs. They hype up the crowd. They get their money and they leave. We call that a walkthrough. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to do some walkthrough, Dreas. I want to do it.
Right.
I want to do it, honey. Sign me up. I'll come hype up the crowd, sing a little ditty. You know, do my little thing and give me that money, honey, and I can move on to the next.
Do you get into the food of Vegas at all?
You know,
I'm not much of a foodie, so I don't.
I love food. I'm a foodie, honey. I'm a foodie. Well, prior to my first time coming to Vegas, I always heard that the food is, you know, not expensive. It's cheap because everything else, right? Because, you know, you come in to gamble, you come in to play and everything, so they want you to spend your money there. The food, you know, is damn near complimentary is what I was told, but that's not true. When I get here, I'm like, God, the food is expensive. Well, especially in the hotels. Like, we just had, I had a $30, it was a avocado toast. All this thing had on it was avocado, cherry tomatoes.
And toast.
And some, what's the little green little things called? The little that you can put on your sandwich. The little green, the sprouts, the bean sprouts. Some bean sprouts. And that was it. They charged me $30 for it. I wanted some fresh orange juice. They wanted to charge $8. I said, you know what? give me that sugar saturated lemonade over there.
You see
what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
Because you started talking about food, I had to go downstairs.
Okay.
And turn my food off.
Why are we all up in your house, Mike? You know what?
You on tour.
So
my studio's in my house. There you go.
So, Mo, I want to hear from the chatters. Do we have any chatters on the live? Do we have chatters on Facebook? You know, wait a minute. First of all, shout out Facebook. What up, Facebook? You know, you guys keep it lit for me. Oh, my God. You guys are always supportive. You're always supporting me. I get my biggest numbers from Facebook. So love you. Shout out to you as well as YouTube. Now, YouTube, y'all can show me a little bit more love. A lot more love. But shout out to Facebook. They've been with me since I've been in this thing for like 2 years, almost 2.5 years. And I want to shout them out. And also my Instagram Live, they be on here too. They like watching behind the scenes. They don't want to, and they on here too. Ooh, I'm going to do a roll call. I'm going to shout. Wait a minute, hold on. Mo, stand by, Mo. If you have some chatters, stand by. Let me shout out. Did I say stand by? Stand back. I want to stand by. Stand by. Stand by me.
Stand down and stand by.
First of all, on the top of the list, I want to shout out my bestie, my best friend in the world. We grew up together, known her since I was 13 from Detroit. We were in the performing arts program together. We were both in choir, me, her, and her sister, Nakia. Shout out to my girl, Kenya, is on here. Shout out to you, baby girl. Body by Rose. I did some production with him when I lived in Seattle, and he is a weightlifter and he will not quit. He's like, I don't know, I don't want to age anybody, but just tell you what, he's still doing it. And he's just as muscly as any muscle bound 20-year-old. So shout out to Body by Rose. His name is Rose. Pausa Music Media. See, some of these things, Emanuela, I met you at Michael Blackston's house. Shout out to you. You are always up in here being supportive. Ease Denert, shout out to you. Gordon, shout out to you. Jerome, I am True Potential, all the way from Nigeria. That is my boy. He, him and I have done a song together, and he has beautiful music, and he holds it down for me out there in Nigeria. He plays my music out there. He makes sure the radio stations are playing my music, and he plays my music video out there, the Everything video. Shout out to I Am True Potential. You always hold it down for me. Shout out to Carlton. Shout out to Hood Boys. And what is it? Nico Vision. Shout out to you. Chit Chat with Tasha. Shout out to you, honey. Sounds like that's a podcast as well. So shout out to Chit Chat with Tasha. Shout out to Troy Rollins, also a radio personality and comedian. Yes, yes, and yes. Actually, I think he interviewed me on his show back in 2017. So shout out to you for the love. Arze and I don't know, but shout out to you, J Dollar Music. Haven't seen you in quite some time. Shout out to you, Brother Snack. Shout out to you, Mr. Big Daddy. Yeah, I said, well, I was going to get in your inbox, where I was going to like come on your page and see why they call you Big Daddy Debo. I don't know about that, but okay, Big Daddy. Shout out to Gary Bonslater. Shout out to you, very phenomenal musician out of San Diego. Shout out to D Hayes Midwest, a Wit Fresca Academy, or I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm messing it up. I love you too, though. Thank you. From Spain. Yes, worldwide, baby. 2020 vision coming to a city near you. Real Sir joined. Shout out to you, Collins. Shout out to you. Thank you guys for getting on here with me. You guys are up in here today. We love it. Mo, do you have any chats over there from the chatters?
We do have one comment. It says, Vegas, baby.
Who's the chatter?
I am.
Vegas, baby. You know, you guys, again, this is our kickoff, and we just wanted to kick it off right. What other place was it better to do Vegas for a kickoff? Oh, my God. You know, this is going to be a great journey as we are touring around the country and eventually around the world. We will be bringing you concerts with 2020 Vision, as well as some of your favorite celebrities that you've seen on the show 2020 Vision. We're going to highlight some of your notables in the city. We're going to highlight some of your favorite places. So basically, send me all the places you guys like to eat, okay? So when you know I'm coming to your city, let me know what y'all like to eat, because I'm going to go there and I'm going to eat and I'm going to shout them out on the show. I'm going to review everything. I'm going to review your best singers, your best actors, your best dancers. I'm going to review your food. I'm going to review your politics. I'm going to get into some things on 2020 Vision. And we also going to bring you a concert with some artists that are going to be local from your city. We're going to do it. Free giveaways, honey. You know, you buy a ticket, get to come on the show with us behind the scenes while we interview your favorite celebrity. You're going to hang out with us. We got VIP packages for you. Man, y'all are in for a treat. 2020 Vision has officially kicked off. It's tour, baby. Tony, you know I need that hand clap. Give it up for 2020 Vision, baby. Yes. Uh-oh. No hand clap, Tony.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Ooh, they're in this Instagram, too. All right. No hand. Oh, I still didn't get the. Did I get a hand clap? There we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that I like about Steven's studio, I thought to myself, are you going to actually do this? Are you going to do this on air? It might taint your image. Well.
Oh, I know what you're about to do.
Now, Aziz, this one goes out to you. That's my brother, because I know he's listening and watching.
You're about to do some finger painting.
Salute to you, Aziz, honey. Do you got the you got the accommodations for me? I love you, Tony. I'm coming
love
back
you
home.
Too.
Tony.
Love you. You better get it in while in Vegas.
I'm coming. I got you. I'm coming back home, Tony, and I'm going to come sit in my studio in Burbank. Yes, I will. But for the meantime, while I'm enjoying this studio with Steven, no flight, you know, I'm not trying to make you jealous, Tony.
Oh,
shout out to Snoop Dogg, baby. Yes, yes.
Well, it's legal.
Hallelujah.
Look at here. Look at here.
What? What? See, you know, all that is for show, Michael. I know you. That's for show. Where'd he go? Is he off of there now?
No, my battery just went off.
There you go. Here you go, Mo.
Yeah. There you go. We got this.
Yeah.
I don't do neither. I ain't going to do neither one of them.
Oh, no, it's just for show. You're just showing off for the people.
No, I know. It's just in the studio with me because it's legal. Oh, yeah. One thing about Vegas I wanted to say.
Yes.
Is a lot of people think that Las Vegas is only the Strip, but there's some beautiful neighborhoods there.
Yes.
There's some beautiful shopping areas, some beautiful man-made lakes. It's just a beautiful hiking places, mountains. The Strip is, to me, when you live in Vegas, the Strip is 4% of what's going on there.
Okay.
But Las Vegas as a whole, you got Henderson, then you got North Vegas, then you got the Strip, then you have downtown, you got Summerlin, the lakes, Lake Las Vegas. There's so much going on there. I mean, and I know the show is about the Strip and what's going on there as far as entertainment, but there's entertainment outside of the Strip, you know, what we call local casinos. You know, we'll go to Strip. There's casinos all over the cities that have entertainment in Henderson. Mainly the station casinos, they're all over outside of the Strip. I don't think there's any station casinos on the Strip, but they're all over. And they have great entertainment there if you don't want the hustle and bustle of Las Vegas Boulevard, you know. Then you want to go see some good entertainment, eat some good food, and it's just more a little more laid back, you know. Vegas, the Strip is getting younger and younger, I'm getting older and older, so it's starting to look younger and younger. But it's all beautiful. Vegas, when I first moved there, when I first visited there, I didn't think they had a Walgreens or a CVS. I was like, man, I need to, because I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
I was like,
but
well,
now they're all over the Strip.
Well, yeah, they didn't. I just didn't know where to look. But I'm just thinking that I didn't know that there were neighborhoods until I really moved there. But it's a beautiful place, you know.
Well, you know me, I need to be by the water. I'm always looking for the water.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
Water is there. They got a little bit of water in the desert.
Yeah,
know?
I saw some lakes.
A little bit.
I saw some lakes, you know. But, yeah, we're celebrating Vegas all the way through. Now, it's a Sunday night. Now, what would you do? Where would you tell me to go, or a friend? Where would you tell them to go if they were here on a Sunday night? We don't go home until tomorrow. So what, you know, is the show?
No, I don't think they're, I think they're dark on Sunday.
Okay.
Or Monday, but it's not, Sunday is the day that everybody goes home. So everybody leaves Vegas on Sunday. So there's not
but
a lot
I'm
going to
still
there.
Be here. So.
Yeah, so you'll be there by yourself, and what?
I was
happens,
just by myself.
No, so what happens on Sunday is people leave, they fly out Monday morning. So sometimes they want to go kick it and do whatever they want to do, but then we wait until Vegas until Thursday when the next crew of people come in, and that just keeps happening all. Oh, Monday, Tuesday are really slow nights. Wednesday, people start coming in.
Okay.
From different places, they start coming in, and we start seeing them. You know, so we will play a smaller casino on Wednesday. Some people will show up just to, you know, they just got here. They'll be walking through there with suitcases, you know.
And stop.
Thursday, they're ready to go. So we're by the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're kicking it. Everybody's doing it. All the tourists are there. It's a whole new. And then Sunday, they kind of chill, but they'll still get out. We played House of Blues every Sunday for 4 years.
Okay.
So
House of Blues sounds nice.
Yeah, and it was a nice hang, you know. And what would happen is all the other musicians would come out on Sunday with us and hang out, you know, because they knew we were there. So at the end of the night, we'd let everybody come up and jam, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, everybody just kind of chill. Musicians and entertainers, dancers, headliners, they just kind of chill, you know. And then Thursday, a new set of people. So every week, you have a new set of people. I mean, every week, and it's going to happen over and over and over again. So, I mean, that's the Vegas thing. And we used to do a thing there called Industry Night. I think we did it on Tuesday. There would be one casino that all of the industry people would go to, singers, dancers, comedians. Whoever.
On what day? What day is that?
We used to do it on Tuesday. I don't even know if they do it anymore.
Okay.
But, somebody would pick a place, and they'd be, okay, Tuesday's Industry Night. the radio station would probably do it. Like, okay, industry night, you know, because nobody's there. There's no jury.
Yes, yes.
So if you want to hang out with all your peers, you know, and yes. Then there was, a band called Santa Fe Horns. It was like all, and another thing that happens with musicians there is they form these super groups that play on off nights. What happens is you'll get Bette Midler sax player, you know, and such as bass player, and they'll get drummer, and they form these groups, and it'd be big groups, and they play on these industry nights.
Yeah.
And they'd just be hella big sounds, you know. So, you know, all the musicians know each other. It might be the drummer from Boys to Men, but this was every week we would do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on out there since the pandemic. I still go back and forth to Vegas because we're still building shows in Vegas that are going to go out. But because most of my musicians are there, I'm in Vegas a lot to build the shows. And Vegas, the vibe is good.
And I know it's, you know, traditionally it's not what it used to be, but it's still lit. Like Vegas to me never really died. I understand that a lot of jobs, you know, kind of was taken away or not as prosperous as Vegas was before. However, like any time that I've came, even through the pandemic, it was busier than any other city really that you could go to. Like it was always still alive, you know.
Well, what happened since the 90s or whatever is the Strip has become more corporate.
Okay.
More corporations have opened up casinos. They've taken over everything.
Yes.
It's not like the area is owned by anybody that we would ever know.
Yeah.
You're not like Steve Wynn. He owns the Wynn, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just corporations, and they deal with things as corporations. They look at the bottom line. And I mean, everybody does, but it's definitely bottom line to them. You know, it's come a long way from where it was. You know, it was about,
and they're still building. They're still building. That's I don't know. Yeah. That makes me happy to see that they're
corporate is still building.
Yeah.
You know, but if you go downtown, which is Fremont Street, down there, that's kind of like where I'd want to hang. But it's getting really young down there. People, you know, but Vegas is still Vegas.
Vegas is still
it's
Vegas.
A good place. It's a good place to be. It's not going to change.
I got a question before we get out of here because we're about to wrap it up. It's coming close to that time.
Cool.
You going to do a little something? You know, I always ask you. You ain't going to be sitting next to a keyboard in front of me.
Well, I can't. I ain't got nothing to do.
And just not going
to
do nothing. Do something.
No, this is not a keyboard.
You ain't ready to do nothing? How you going
to
come
on? No, hang on. Okay, let me see what I can do. What I can do.
Yeah, do a little something for us.
What's the name of this show?
It's called 2020 Vision.
2020
on tour.
Vision.
Yes.
2020 Vision.
Yeah.
2020 Vision on tour. 2020, you better understand that I'm going to tell you about your 2020 Vision.
Hey.
With
yes.
Oh, yes, you will. 2020 Vision.
I'll give you a little song.
Yeah. Hand clap, Tony, please. You said 2020 Vision. We're going to have to incorporate that into the marketing now.
Can we going to do that?
Okay, please.
Just let me know what you want me to say, woman. I say anything you want me to.
Say my name again.
Amira Nassar.
Wait a minute. Something is going on.
Amira. Hold on 1 minute. I don't know what's going on here. Amira the songstress.
Yeah. Hit it on that high note.
The mic is here.
Amira the songstress.
Yes.
Amira the songstress.
Yeah.
We got to 2020 Vision.
Woo! Set up. Yes! Oh, you know, and I want to shout out Watson's Boutique. She, you know, I'll be in this fit today, you guys. She's out here in Vegas at the Boabab Lounge, as well as Watson's Boutique. You know, go check her out. Fashion, what is that? Fashion Square. What is that? Fashion, what is it?
Fashion Show Mall.
Town Square. Right across the street from Blue Martini, Watson's Boutique. Go check her out. She's always styling. She styled me for my single album cover, everything. She styled me for the show I did here in Vegas. And she's just styled. She creates everything. Everything is handmade. Mm. It's one of a kind. And then you can go enjoy some food and some wine in her bar. And then you can go back to the lounge and get some beautiful music, fashion shows, everything. So shout out to Wassa's Boutique as well as the Boabab Lounge. Shout yes. her out. I got to go and get out of here, you guys. It's, you know, I've kind of overstayed my my time. But any last comments you want to leave with the people, Mike, before we get out of here and wrap it up?
I said it. I said it on that thing. I said it, me with the songstress on that booty. Enjoy Vegas when you get there.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to you coming out here or wherever
yes.
I'm at.
Yes.
Even if we do it in Cincinnati,
yes.
where it all started, where it
yes.
all began.
Yes.
It would only make sense to do something there. You have to go
it
there.
It only makes sense. It would only
and
make
I have
sense.
To be there, and we got to get Denise and Veronica, and we all got to
right.
be in the same room.
Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
Baby. Cherry Bomb, where it all
go.
Started. I'm
go.
With it. I'm with it. That's
yep.
the date. You know,
all
speaking
right.
of, speaking of that, you know, we're going to roll call the some of the cities that we know we're going to hit. You know, as he said, Cincinnati for sure. Cincinnati, Ohio for sure. Atlanta, Georgia for sure. New York for sure. Chi-Town, baby, for sure. Champaign or Peoria, whichever one we want to do it in,
there you
for
go.
Sure. We'll add more to that list. Just want to let you know.
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Why am I tripping? Texas.
Yeah.
Houston and Dallas, baby.
Yes.
Houston
yes.
first.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And Dallas. Why am I tripping? Texas, baby. We'll be
mm-hmm.
in Texas. No doubt. No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt. We will not leave you guys out. And
yep.
we might creep on down there to Nashville. That's where my mom was originally from.
Okay.
And that's where we have roots at. So we might creep on down to Nashville, Tennessee for old time's sake. And we got to hit Miami. We got to hit Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I almost left that out. Miami, Florida. But thank you guys so much. Thank you, Stephen, for having me in your home today. Thank you for having me in your studio home. Thank you for, you know, hosting my stay. Thank you, Tony, for rolling with me all the way still in Burbank in Hollywood, right across the street from Warner Brothers Studio. Baby, turn up for UMB Go. Yes. Shout out to... Shout out to Drip, the Mic Network, the CEO, Aziz. We got him on tap running the board, making sure that we are all the way live on the Blog Talk Hemisphere. Thank you for creating such a wonderful platform for us. Also, want to shout out again, Burundi Partlow for, you know, just you, Burundi. Thank you. Thank you so much. Shout out to Malicious, my right-hand woman. Yes, yes, yes. We got her on edits. We got her on videography. We got her on photography. We got her on hair and makeup. She is a for real do-it-all creative director, renaissance woman. Thank you so much. I'm not forgetting about my team at home. Shout out to Dina because she always beats this face, honey. I'm just not home, baby. We ain't divorced. We ain't none of that. We still together. We still together. Shout out to my hairstylist, Keisha. And, man, if I could leave you guys with anything, I would just say, man, just watch out. We'll be here. We're coming to a city near you. We're going to turn up with you. We got a lot of things to bring you this year. We're so excited about it. We got about 6 more months in this year, but we're going to turn it out. We going to turn the party out. And
turn the party out.
Just like I always say, you know, don't leave your dreams on the shelf. And like T.D. Jakes says, you better run after your dreams. You better run. You better run like your life depends on it. And remember,
no regrets, no regrets, no regrets.
Let
no
me
regrets.
Fix my crown, baby, like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why. Like a red light that don't ever change, and you should know why. I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close. Don't take a second guess. Grab the high so you know I'm next. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
Second, 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 rising high, so you know I'm glad. Yeah, yeah. No regret, no regret, no regret. Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and life and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close. Second guess, riding high, so you know I'm glad. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm getting close. I'm up next, no regrets. Making hits is a reflex. Baby, baby, I'm getting close. Second guess, riding high, so you know I'm glad. Yeah, yeah. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm built for this. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. Don't take a second, second guess. Riding high, so you know I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reason.